we never play music. We don't even have a way to play music. There's not even a CD player.
Really?
I know, that's kind of ridiculous.
They don't play CDs at home, but Amy Mann and husband Michael Penn definitely make music. And now, Amy Mann is back with a solo album that may or may not encourage smiling. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. When Amy Mann released a Christmas record a couple of years back, some people were surprised. Not only had she admitted her love of holiday music, but the unusually cheery theme seemed to contradict her usually gloomy reputation. So calling her latest album Smilers takes that trend a step further, going against the grain in title and also in sound. You won't hear any electric guitars, for instance. And instead, horns, keyboards, and guests like Sean Hayes make an appearance. Stopping by the station early last year, FUV was one of the first places Amy and her band performed the new tunes. And a conversation with host Claudia Marshall led to a few details about making Smilers and putting those curious characters just before the title.
It started when I read this article about some study they did testing people, like, to see what images people responded to, you know, the most favorably. And, you know, from culture to culture, universally, people responded the most to smiling cartoon faces. So I immediately thought, like, well, I got to put a smiling cartoon face on my record. Then I sort of remembered that, you know, years ago when, you know, I first got a computer, a friend of mine told me about this news group called Alt Bitter, and it was all people talking about, like, all bitter people discussing why they were bitter. And one of the threads in Alt Bitter was they were talking about how bitter they were about people who would come up to them and go, smile, it can't be that bad. And I was like, yes, I hate those people. So, and I know that, you know, I sort of have a reputation as being, like, super gloomy and melancholy and whatever. So I just thought that was a funny title for the record. And it sort of applies to the record in a weird way.
31 today. What a thing to say. Drinking Guinness in the air. Shelter in the black cocoon. I thought my life would be different somehow. I thought my life would be better by now. I thought my life would be different somehow. I thought my life would be better by now. But it's not, and I don't know where to turn.
This is what, solo record number, I want to say six?
Could be.
Ish?
That sounds about right.
No, your last one, and here comes the dreaded, you know, C word, the concept record. Telling a story of a couple through songs and their travels and great packaging and the whole thing. So you sit down to write this one. So what's the approach this time?
Absolutely the opposite. No concept, nothing holding the songs together, just whatever I felt like doing. Each song production-wise going in its own direction, which is kind of what I did for my record I'm With Stupid. I think actually that's my favorite record, and I think that's why, because I really like that from song to song, you know, like, every song is king and dictates what it wants to sound like. And, you know, if there's like an orchestra on one song and then just acoustic guitar on the next, then great.
You got a lot of money, but you cannot keep your bills paid. The sacrifice is worth it just to hang around the arcade. You found yourself a prophet, but you left him on the boardwalk. Another chocolate Easter bunny hollowed out by your talk.
That's Freeway, live music from Amy Mann and her album Smilers. The complete interview is just one of many exclusive studio sessions you'll find in our archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.